and State Media Concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast.
It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on.
And welcome to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Heidi, and I am joined by the lovely podcast host, Ariane.
Hi.
And today, we are talking about a couple different social media topics. I would say the first two have something to do with the ocean and water, because the first one is an underwater restaurant, conveniently named Under.
Perfect.
Which was perfect. And this restaurant is in Norway, and in Norwegian, under can also be translated to wonder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I thought that was cool, because they're like underwater, yeah. Like wondering, you know, like the wonder of the ocean.
I like yeah. it. Is the water cold, though? Is it Norway north?
Yeah, it's really cold, and they actually chose a location that's really stormy. So, like, to get, like, all the big waves and everything, which freaks me out.
Yeah.
They were going to choose one location, but then they're like, oh, actually, we want to go to this part where the water's, like, choppier
God.
Like, scarier.
Does it get in? Well, it's underwater, obviously. So
yeah, yeah. So it's, like, this, like, cement structure, which, like, super thick cement walls. And it's, like, it's sort of like a square, but, like, the sides are rounded like a box.
Okay.
But it's rounded. And then, like, part of the restaurant is underwater, so it's almost at a slant, and the bottom part is underwater, and then you enter in at the top part and kind of then go down the stairs and enter into, like, this area where you have a big window, and you can see, like, all the fish and, like, the wildlife and the kelp and everything. Okay. It looked pretty cool, but also scary.
Yeah, how did they keep it from the water flooding into, like, the stairwell?
So the top, I guess, is high enough up out of the water that the waves don't do that, and then the architect said they had built it where it was, like, almost, like, concave. So when the waves hit, they, like, went sort of, like, against, like, into it as opposed to, like, fighting the structure as much.
It.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So it was sort of like a tunnel to kind of keep the waves more in control, I guess, so that it didn't splash over into the restaurant, like, into the doorway
right.
or anything. Because I don't think the waves got high enough to, like, hit it, I guess.
Right.
I mean, I would assume. So it's actually designed by a Norwegian company called, like, Snohetta or something. I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce that.
It's the O. I don't know how to pronounce
it. Yeah, the O with, like, the slash in it.
Through it, right.
Yeah, I feel... I'm sorry, Norway. I don't know how to say that in, I'm sure, the proper way. But it's a 110-foot-long structure. It's, like, an oblique... Or oblique? Oblique? It's, like, a concrete slab. So if you were to look at it, it looks like a concrete box.
Okay.
And it was submerged in July of 2018, and now work is underway on the interior just to, like, complete it.
Oh, wow.
And it will have a public opening in spring of 2019. And it's, like, it's set to accommodate 100 guests, and there's already a wait list, apparently. So if you want to eat there, the reservation list is already super long.
Wow.
So you're probably, at this point, if you want to go, if you're, like, hearing this podcast, you're like, great, I'll go all the way to Norway. Maybe you're already in Norway. But you're going to have to wait a while.
What kind of food do they serve there?
I didn't look too deep into their menu, but I know that there will be Norwegian food and, like, seafood, obviously.
Seafood is always good.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with seafood.
And I mean, you're right. You're in the ocean, so I'm sure it's very fresh.
Oh, man.
And it can seat 100 guests, and the total internal area is about 5,300 square feet. And when they submerged it, they had to fill containers with water and place them inside so that it would, like, weight it down. And they had to do that before they could secure it. They've secured it with, like, 18 different anchor points.
Okay.
Which, I mean, I don't think it's going to float away, but that way it doesn't move, you know, in the water.
Sure.
And it's 16 feet below the surface. So like the part that you're sitting in to eat is 16 feet below the surface, which is
do
crazy.
Do they like fly or fly? Do they see like fish and all that swim above them, or is it just through the sides?
It's kind of like if you go into like a tube and the bottom of the tube is a window. And so the bottom is like where you're sitting.
Okay.
So it's like you have some solid walls on the side, but then if you kind of like were to look forward, it's just a giant glass wall where you see like the fish. So it
that's
like they
cool.
It's really cool. They had like an artist rendition and it kind of looked like you were looking at the fish like more straight on. You know, like there's some aquariums where it's like a tunnel, like a shark tunnel, and you can walk through and see them above you. It's not like that. It's more like you're looking at them like straight them.
Like as if you would be like in a submarine?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Okay. Like if you were in a submarine and it had like a windshield.
Okay,
yeah, it'd kind of be like that.
Okay.
Yeah. But I thought this was the first underwater restaurant, but it's actually not. I think the Maldives?
I've heard of
in like the tropic areas, they have a couple underwater restaurants actually. And they do have one where it is like the aquarium tank where you're like walking through a tunnel and there are like sharks and stuff swimming over you. But I'm sure that's a very different ocean experience because that's like more tropical.
Right.
And Norway is like colder and you have different fish and everything.
I saw one that was, excuse me, that was in the South Pacific and they're like tables. So it was like a restaurant right off the beach, but the restaurant was in the water. So like their tables were set in the water. So
chairs.
And then like it came maybe shin high or knee high. But then there was like the sea
life.
Exactly.
Just like swimming around you?
Yeah. Yeah. Like near your feet and everything like that. And then the tables were above the water.
Oh.
The waves weren't like Norway big, but.
Right. Yeah. They're probably smaller. Yeah.
Yeah. But that was pretty cool. Well, and it's like warm water too because it's in the South Pacific. Mm-hmm. So I
feel
thought that one was pretty cool.
If you just like drop a piece of food and the fish just like swarm you to get it.
I'd be so scared though because I don't like feeling things rub against legs.
Yeah.
And be
no,
on my feet
that'd be
or
scary.
Something. Yeah.
That's like I actually saw something in, I think there was like a restaurant in Asia that had that too, where they just kind of like flooded the bottom, like the floor area of a restaurant, and there were just like fish in there. But that feels dirtier to me because like the ocean, you know, you have currents and stuff, to like move stuff around.
Exactly.
And I don't like the idea of like sitting in a pool with fish
or with other people just you know,
like barefoot,
soaking in there, soaking with the other people. That's
it's like
that's
eating in a sauna. Like that'd be terrible.
Yeah. Oh no. Oh, gosh.
The architect also said about this restaurant under is because it's cement on the outside, they've built it where it encourages like mussels to grow on the outside of the restaurant, like on the underwater part.
Okay.
And that will become like a mussel reef and the reef will attract other marine life. So like as to make your like eating and viewing experience really rich with like a bunch of like fish and everything around you. And it looks like they're in an area where there's like lots of like kelp and stuff.
Yeah.
And it looks pretty cool.
Oh, I'm seeing the picture now. That looks, that kind of looks scary to go inside.
Like when they drew it, like what they think it's going to look like, it's kind of dark.
Yeah.
Which kind of scares me a bit.
Maybe they meant for it to be, because it looks like the picture's taken at night.
Almost. Yeah, I'm also wondering if, you know, like at a fancy restaurant, it's always kind of dim lit.
Yeah.
I wonder if maybe they want to kind of have it like that.
So what's the price there? Did it say?
I did not look. I mean, I'm sure I'd have to do some currency calculation to get it to like U.S. dollars.
Oh, no.
But I'm sure it's very expensive.
It almost looks like a sunken ship.
Yeah, kind of. Like if you take like the
back end is like in the water and then the front end is sticking up. It's a pretty big window, though.
Yeah, it's 13 feet tall.
Okay.
Yeah, which is, yeah, that's big.
Crazy.
Yeah.
The view is good, though, because it's, like, right at the bottom. You can see, like, the, what are those?
Like the kelp, like,
the
forests.
Plants. Yeah, the plants underwater.
Yeah, and you can see, like, you can actually, like, it looks like the ocean floor, because the restaurant bottom hits the ocean floor.
Right.
So you can see everything on the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it looks cool. I mean, I feel like that'd be, like, quite an adventurous date, you know? You're, like, really trying to impress someone.
Oh, I know, right?
If you date a marine biologist.
Book in advance, guys, if you're going to...
Yeah. Book way in advance and then plan who you're going to ask.
It looks pretty romantic, though. Like, even if it was, like, completely at night and mm-hmm. then had some lighting, mm-hmm. like some nice yeah. lighting.
I know they said a big problem with like an underwater restaurant is the glare between the like the lights in the restaurant and then the ocean. There aren't any lights, so right. if you don't like get your light right, you just won't see anything. Like if you look out the window, you just won't be able to see anything right. because of okay. the difference of light.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they worked really hard to make sure you could see as much as they wanted you right. To just like really take in all of the wildlife, which is cool. I would go. I'd be a little yeah. scared. I mean, maybe I would go when there's not like a storm or something.
Exactly. I find a clear day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The restaurant owner was saying that like you should come in a storm to really see like all of, like Mother Nature and everything. And I'm no. like, no, I don't. I don't like the idea of that.
No, yeah.
I don't want to be in an underwater concrete box in a storm.
But then I feel like with the picture, even though it goes under the water, I don't feel like you would really see the storm under there.
You wouldn't. You'd probably just see, like, if you kind of, like, looked up, you'd just see, like, the ocean.
The waving.
Like, moving.
Above.
Yeah, the yeah. waves. Yeah, yeah. But that would just be scary walking into it and just, like, yeah. seeing, like, a storm and the waves.
Right.
That would not make for my dining experience to be relaxed.
No, I feel... And then don't go if you're claustrophobic either.
Because oh, yeah.
that
yeah.
looks pretty... Just the entrance alone is like, you want me to go into this dark tunnel for
yeah.
what?
yeah. To the bottom of the ocean? Yeah. What?
How yeah. sturdy is this?
Yeah. No, I agree. But it looked cool. It
yeah,
looked cool.
It's pretty cool.
If you're like sort of into some adventurous dining,
yeah.
I think it'd be cool.
Exactly. Go yeah. skydiving first.
Yeah.
Have
yeah.
some food underwater.
Wow. That would be quite a date.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back and talk about our next underwater news story.
Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
Hello and welcome back to the Social Media News Podcast. We are continuing our theme of underwater, and the next story we are talking about is a shark attack.
Scary.
Very scary. This happened in Encinitas, California. It happened on September 29th, and it's actually, they were saying it's very rare to have a shark attack in this area. So, I mean, that was like, okay, well, I guess that's a little bit better.
Where is Encinitas?
So it's like Southern California.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So I guess there was a group of kids that were on like a little field trip. I think it was actually like a church, like youth group event.
Oh, wow.
And they were going like lobster fishing or lobster diving. Diving for lobsters. Okay. That's what it is. And they were only like 200 yards out from the shore and about like 9 feet of water. And a little 13-year-old boy was attacked by a shark.
Wow.
Which is very, very sad.
What kind of shark?
Well, they don't know for sure. So they think it's a great white, but they weren't able to find the shark.
What?
Yeah. So he got attacked, and then everyone was yelling, you know, like, shark attack, and they all went back to the shore. And I believe they said it was a lifeguard and an off-duty police officer who pulled the boy into, like, a kayak. So someone was kind of kayaking nearby.
So they all just left him there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to take on a shark.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't either.
And so they, like, pulled him onto the kayak and, like, tried to, like, help him like put pressure on his wounds, and then he had to be airlifted out to the hospital and go into surgery immediately.
Wow, that's how serious it was.
Yeah,
serious it was.
Yeah, he was, I think when I read this article, so around the 29th of September,
uh-huh.
they said he was in critical condition, but he was probably gonna make it.
Okay,
but he had to have a bunch of surgeries on like his torso.
I think I was just gonna ask where it bit him at.
Yeah, which I think, you know, like there is like the surfer who had like her arm.
Her arm, yeah.
And I think it wasn't an arm. It was like his torso, which is why it was so bad.
So it like was really trying to eat this.
Yeah.
Boy.
Oh, it was trying to eat him.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And like, I guess they said they haven't been able to see the shark since the attack, but they want to be able to identify what type of shark it is.
Right.
Because if you identify what type of shark it is, it's easier to like track based on what you think their behavior is, because
okay.
it varies by species,
mm-hmm.
to like figure out like where it's going to go next, or like to kind of judge like, is this just like an off thing, or does this type of shark like swim in this like deep of water often,
right.
kind of things like that.
I would still be scared anyway, like with the church group or the youth, I'd be like, you can't go past where you can't touch. Because feet is pretty, like, you can't touch a 9 feet.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this just exasperates my fear of the ocean. Yeah. You know, which exactly. doesn't help.
No, there's sharks, you
right,
see?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Proof to all the kids, there are sharks
exactly.
out there.
No, we can't swim in that.
No. But that's also scary that they didn't, like, spot it earlier, you know? Like, because sometimes in beaches they will see a shark sighting and then you won't be allowed to swim for a while.
Uh-huh.
But they said that they didn't, I guess they didn't see it beforehand or anything. It just kind of came out of the blue.
Wow.
Like, probably literally right out of the blue.
Exactly.
Which is terrifying.
Every pun intended.
Yeah, every pun intended. And they said that after the attack, they've, like, the beaches, people can go onto the beach, but they haven't been letting people into the water.
Right.
And the line was like, we have not had any trouble keeping people out of the water.
Wow. Okay. There's a shark. Okay, we'll stay on the beach.
Yeah, we're just going to sit over here.
Right.
And this was actually Encinitas' first attack in, like, the last one they had was 30 years ago.
Oh,
so
wow.
it's not common,
right?
I guess.
So it's still a safe place. It's not like this has happened,
right? It's not like it happens all the time.
Yeah,
which is that's still really scary. I don't know. Also, on a random note, that's kind of funny. When I was reading this article, I went to the bottom and all the comments, everyone was like, oh, so the police are just going to go after a great white shark, huh? Like, you don't even know what he looks like and you're just going to go after him. Like, it was like person who was kind of serious and then everyone was just joking of there go the cops, just like stereotyping those great white sharks again. Like, they're just going to go after him. Like, oh, he was gray, huh? Yeah, what about all the other colors of sharks that you're going after?
Well, so. That's how it is nowadays anyways, because it's like if anything happens, it's like you can blame anything and everything.
All the sharks. We're going after all the sharks now.
Gosh. So was it like a full, did it say, well, they obviously don't know if they don't know what shark it was, if it was full grown or.
Yeah, not. They don't know. They don't know. They don't really have any identifying features of the shark. So
not like the bite marks don't tell
they
anything?
They might. I feel like they probably would be able to tell a little bit from that.
Right.
But I don't think some of the authorities were in touch with, you know, like the doctors who were working with the boy. So I'm not sure.
Oh, that's so sad, though.
I know. It is really sad.
It's a cool, like, war story, though. Like, when he gets older, he'd be like, yeah, these scars are from, you know, bullet holes or something.
When he goes back to youth group.
That's not cute, okay? Yeah. It's not.
Right. As a parent, I would be like, no, don't. That's not cool. You got attacked by a shark.
Right. He can make up some cool story, but then I'd be that mom that'd be like, tell the truth. You got bit because you were irresponsible. Stop. No,
you didn't fight the shark. It just came up to you.
You could have did more.
Yeah, poor boy.
Yeah.
Well,
he's okay.
He'll be okay. He'll be okay. Another topic that I guess we're going from water to fire, just to keep
the
up
same
the
thing.
Elements, I guess. we're going now to the theme of the elements. So the next one I wanted to talk about is there is a wildfire in Arizona that was sparked by a gender reveal party.
What? How?
So,
why?
So, you know, okay, so gender reveal parties are like, when people are having a baby and they want to, like, reveal, like, oh, this is what the gender is. And the parents might not know, you know, like, someone else sets it up for them.
I have a whole other opinion on gender reveals. There's a party for everything now,
yes.
I swear.
Yes.
But how did they spark a fire?
So for the party, the father, his name is Dennis Dickey. He's 37 of Tucson, Arizona.
Okay.
And he was going to shoot a rifle at a target containing tannerite, which is a highly explosive powder, and it was going to explode and it was going to reveal, like, either a blue powder for a boy or a pink powder for a girl.
Yeah, that all around, you're going to shoot an explosive.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, Arizona.
I mean, all
you guys
of
are like
that.
150 degrees. What did you think was going to happen?
It's already hot.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah, so I read this and I was like, that was also like, you know, your girl wasn't like,
this is
a bad idea.
Right.
Also, like, they were kind of like in a wooded area.
Oh, wow.
You know,
okay.
So I'm like, oh,
this,
God.
This was not thought through at all.
No, not at all. Not at all. It burned 47,000 acres that were owned by Arizona State. So it was a huge wildfire. Yeah, it was, what did they call it? Like the sawmill fire. I think it like burned a bunch of area.
Did they get charged? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
So they, so when the fire originally happened, this was maybe maybe a year ago, and then it's just recently that he's being charged. They're coming out and publicly saying what he's being charged with. And so when the fire started, he called it in and he said, I'm the cause of the fire. So he wasn't trying to escape authorities or anything, but he has to pay more than $8 million in restitution. Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's starting with a 100,000 initial payment, and then he's making monthly payments after that. And okay, he has like 5 years probation.
Is this just like some regular Joe Schmo, like who has $8 million?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was just like a regular guy.
Oh my gosh. And they're about to have a baby.
I know.
You just put them
I know.
In so much. I mean, they should have thought this through, first of all.
Oh, but for sure.
All that, your child is not going to college, sir.
Yeah, no, that's an awkward story, too, of like when your like baby's born, they're like, oh, you know, why is all this area burned down? Of like, well.
It's your dad's fault.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah, that was really sad.
Oh, yeah. I'd be like, go talk to your father. And he's the reason why you don't have a college fund either. So tell him thanks
yeah,
for that.
Yeah, you want a car when you're 16. Like, I don't think so.
We got bills to pay.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm...
We have the government
that
was
so
to pay.
Sad. When, and like, I feel like that's like the, you want to do something nice. You know, like you want to celebrate the birth of your child.
Right.
And it all just goes bad.
Yeah. Do it like everybody else. Just say it's a boy. It's a girl. What was that? I think it was like a 1-800 Colette commercial. I don't even know if you would know, but the dude finds out that he's having a boy and he doesn't have any money, so he calls his like parents or something on collect. Have you ever used 1-800 Colette?
No, I haven't.
So when you dial 1-800 Colette, then you say your name and then dial the number,
mm-hmm.
or you dial the number and then say your name. So
yeah, so they know who the call is going
exactly.
From.
Yeah. So he's like. We had a baby, it's a boy. And he just says it like all fast as far as it's his name. And I'm like, hey, yeah, why don't you just tell people what it is? Because I've seen so many crazy gender reveal parties.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. No, when they have like a box of balloons of different colors and
do
you like
simple.
Open the balloon.
Yeah.
Or like if you have a balloon and you pop it and it has like the different like confetti colors and stuff.
But you want to shoot at dynamite basically.
I know.
Why?
I mean, I'm sorry Arizona, but I just was like, this is
right.
An Arizona thing.
It has to be. Where did you go to school?
Yeah. Well, also in the article they said like it was a highly explosive material.
Yeah.
So he had to know.
Right, exactly.
Also, I'm like, why do you have this?
Where did you get it from?
Yeah, I don't know. I would never be like, let's just shoot at a flammable thing and see what happens.
Yeah.
It's probably going to catch on fire.
If
That's
I was the wife,
happen.
Yeah, the wife or the mom or whatever, I'd be like, this is so a deal breaker. Okay. You're on your own on this. I'm going to take care of the baby.
Yeah.
We don't need
like, this is an accident just waiting to happen.
Exactly.
No, for sure.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah.
Oh,
and like,
family.
So $8 million and like, he's on probation. And so he came over and he said, like, this is what happened. So he wasn't convicted for, like, avoiding the government or anything. But it was the Coronado National Forest, which also burned. And so it's federal land and it's operated by the U.S. Forest Service, which is probably why it's so much money.
Right.
It's because it's all land that is owned by the state.
Yeah.
So that was just a bad move.
Yeah, it was not
know.
Smart at all. People,
no.
If you're going to do a gender reveal party, please do it. You know, be smart about the situation. I tell my kids that all the time. It doesn't even matter. Be smart about the situation.
Yeah. Think it through.
Right.
What could happen? Think about it.
Simple is okay.
Yeah. Simple is okay.
Cut a white cake. You'll have like blue in the middle or pink.
There you go.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. For sure.
Oh.
All right. We're going to take another break and then we're going to come back and keep talking about social media news.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. So in our last story, we talked about a wildfire that was started by a gender reveal party gone wrong. I would also like to mention that the father has actually not come out yet and revealed the gender of his baby.
Probably scared, exactly. Baby.
He doesn't want people to identify his kid, you know, as like the one who started the fire.
You know what your dad did.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be terrible to be made fun of on the playground.
He's going to see it if they like recorded it or anything.
Yeah. Poor yeah. Kid. And his name is out there. So if the baby has his last name, it's that's so sad.
Done for.
Yeah. But yeah, I just feel bad that you threw a gender reveal party and now you feel, you know, just ashamed to say your baby's gender.
Oh, I know.
Which is so sad.
Real quick, how does the wife feel about it?
They did not talk about his wife. So I don't know. I mean, yeah, I'm not sure. Obviously, she's probably not very happy about it.
That probably opened up a whole other can of worms.
Oh, yeah. So that was definitely a fight after that.
Oh, yeah. And they say that like finances is one of the top things that break up marriages.
Oh, so God.
$8 million later.
No, I can't even imagine. That'd be so stressful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Also, for the fire, firefighters from at least 20 different agencies fought the fire for about a week.
So, a week?
Yeah. So it was a big forest fire.
Oh, my. Well, 47,000 acres.
Yeah.
It took them a week.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I feel really bad.
Arizona, what are you guys doing?
I'm sorry, dude. No, it was bad. And it's already hot. And it just got hotter.
Oh, I know. And I don't even think it rains there to clear that stuff out.
I know.
So it's like, oh.
I'm so sorry.
You guys got to breathe that, too.
I know. You probably feel so bad.
I'm not laughing at you guys, Arizona. Good luck.
Yeah. We wish you the best. So our next story, it doesn't have to do with underwater or fire. I'm sorry. I ran out of connector themes. But this is about selfies, something that we all know and
like
love.
Selfies. I take amazing selfies. I'm just saying.
You're gonna have to teach me.
Okay.
So this is basically if you're dying to take a selfie. So a study has come out saying that more than 250 people worldwide have died while taking selfies in the last 6 years.
I was going to say, how is that just this past year?
No, thank God. Yeah, the last 6 years.
Gosh, how do you die? Like, what are you, taking one off of a cliff?
I think so. So there are a lot of like, in the article, they had a lot of like stories of people like, there was some young guy who went to Yosemite and tried to take a selfie near a waterfall and he slipped and fell, which was so sad.
And did he drown or just hit his head?
I'm sure he drowned and hit his head and all the above. Yeah, no, which is, and gosh, that photo, you'll never have it. I mean, not that you want it, I'm sure.
Well, but I don't know.
Yeah, excuse me.
They probably do like have it on his phone.
Yeah, his phone might have fallen too, though. So they might not have found the phone.
It's at the bottom of that waterfall.
Yeah, so sad. So researchers associated with the All India University of Medical Sciences, which is a group of public medical colleges in New Delhi. Mm-hmm. So they were the ones who did this study, and they analyzed 259 selfie-related deaths from October 2011 to November 2017. And they found that of these, the leading cause was to be drowning, followed by instances involving transportation. So, like, if you're taking something in front of, like, an oncoming vehicle, basically. Or
like a train or a plane.
Yeah, like a train. Or, like, if you're, like, people, like, will stop in the street to take selfies.
Yeah.
You know? So that happens.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And also the other cause was falling from heights.
Okay, so how do they know that the cut? I guess the onlookers are like, oh, he was trying
to
take a selfie.
It's probably like reported.
So like an autopsy wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, he was taking a selfie.
Yeah. Arm is in the position of selfie.
Exactly. Just, you know, stretched out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Holding, thinking you have your thumb holding the phone.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
This is horrible.
That was really sad. And they actually said that India has the highest number of selfie-related deaths than other countries. But other countries after India were Russia, the United States, and Pakistan, which have large numbers of selfie-related deaths.
I always see, now, I'm not trying to come at India in any kind of way, but I always see, like, weird selfie, like, memes with them. Like, I saw this one forever ago, and this chick had like sunglasses on, and they looked like, the lenses looked like mirrors, and she was like driving, and she took a selfie, and the caption was, ugh, stuck in traffic, but through the lenses you can see there's like nothing on the road. I don't even think she was on a road. She was just in her car, and I was like, you do realize we can see the reflection, oh, right? Yeah.
Well, that's like all like the mirror, yeah, like photos gone wrong.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I've seen so many weird ones of those. That's
yeah, they crazy. Actually, so I think they were saying like more than 85% of the victims were between the ages of 10 and 30.
10. As young as 10.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Also related to the India, like having the most selfie related deaths, I do remember a story where a man was, he was killed by a bear because he tried to take a selfie with a bear.
Why? Why would you?
I don't know. I guess it was like an injured bear. Yeah. So he was at a party and then he went out to go like go to the restroom. It was like kind of in the wilderness. Okay. And he went out to go to the bathroom and he saw an injured bear nearby and he just thought, I'll just take a selfie.
No, you leave it.
And then the bear killed him. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why you'd ever think that's okay.
No.
No, not at all. Let sleeping dogs lie. Exactly. I don't know. I don't know why you'd go do that.
It
so.
Like lured him to him.
Yeah. It just thought it was a snack.
Right?
Saw a guy like, oh, perfect. He's got a cell phone.
He looks plump.
He'll take a photo with me.
I'll eat him.
That's so sad. And I guess some researchers are saying that they suggest no selfie zones. So like certain areas that are kind of dangerous, they want to like make them areas that don't allow you to take selfies, like near like bodies of water or mountain peaks or like the tops of tall buildings. They're saying like you just should outlaw selfies here. But I don't think people would listen to that.
Is like no common sense the thing now? Like,
why? I mean, apparently, for 259 deaths, yes.
That's so sad that you have to put in a no selfie zone. Because somebody just doesn't know this might be dangerous.
Right.
You could die.
Yeah. I'm just going to go on this degrading cliff. Yep. And, you know, oh it'll probably be fine.
It's
it'll
like
be
that one
picture.
Rock that where people take pictures, but it's like 2 feet off the ground.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do something like that.
Just to make it look, or like, I'm at the right. beach, but you're just in a sandbox.
Right, exactly. Oh, yeah. There you go. Do a backdrop or something.
Do a green screen.
Train. If you want to be that adventurous.
You want to do the risk. I mean, that would be safer.
Oh,
they also
God.
Said Russia has launched a safe selfie campaign. So they have a slogan and it's even a million likes on social media are not worth your life and well-being. And they have it posted with like little infographs. Mm. So like little images like displaying unsafe selfie tactics, like a stick figure posing on like power poles or
oh
like holding
God.
A gun.
Wow. That yeah. is crazy.
Yep, they did it. Russia did it. They're not taking any more chances.
Jeez.
Yeah. And in 2016, Mumbai declared 16 no selfie zones across the city because they were a lot of deaths were coming. Like, I don't know how many a lot is,
yeah.
but a fair amount of incidences were happening in those areas. So they decided, like, we're just outlawing it.
And these are all just, like, top of buildings.
Or... Yeah, they're probably just areas of high risk.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
So this is a public service announcement. Please right. be careful when you're taking selfies and don't do
Look
anything
both
dumb.
Ways, up and down, yeah. all around. Make yeah. sure you're safe.
We were actually just talking about this relates to like Pokemon Go.
Oh,
like when
yeah,
people
yeah.
were playing Pokemon Go and not paying attention to where they are
right.
and just like absorbed in their phone and getting like in traffic accidents and
right.
stuff like
Hit
that.
By cars, yeah. walking off cliffs.
Yeah. Please just be safe. Use your common sense.
Exactly.
Just look up from your phone. You know, it's not worth it.
Do the old fashioned way where you ask somebody to
oh,
take
yeah.
your picture. Can
oh,
you
yeah.
take my picture right here, please?
And like everyone has a phone. They're not going to take your phone.
Exactly.
You know?
Or I'll be like, take it with your phone and then you can send me your number. Yeah. There's a good pickup line for you guys.
I feel like that is like the common like pickup line. Like, oh, can you just take a picture for me or something?
Yeah.
You know, we've got to bring it back. We'll bring it back. So, yeah, just be careful.
Yes.
Look both ways. Please do. Yeah. Golden State Media, we just want you to be safe.
Right. Take as many selfies as you want.
Yep.
Just don't die doing it.
Yeah, please don't.
Literally dying to take a selfie.
I know. So thank you guys so much for listening. And we will be talking to you soon with more social media news stories. Tune in next time.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.